Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is, what's today's date?
The 6th, January 6th.
January 6th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
January 6th, 2019, I'm a little under the weather, but, you know.
Young Slim's losing his voice here.
I'm cool, though. I'm good. We can rock out. But this weekend has been, like, a pretty interesting weekend. We had plenty of exciting football games this weekend, none other more than my Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start out with that. Philadelphia Eagles defeated
Chicago Bears.
I almost forgot who we were playing.
16-15. By Cody Park, and missed the field goal. It was just like this.
For Miami. There's the snap. Marino holds. The kick. And it's wide. Oh, no. It's no good. Trey Finkel blew a 26-yard field goal. I don't believe it.
Oh shit! No, it's not working. But yeah.
Oh, you know, because I don't have it up. Yeah, that's, if anyone knows, that's from Ace Ventura. There, Cody Parkey blew the lead. Now it should work.
All right, there we go. Sure, Cody Parkey. I said it before in the last show that Cody Parkey sucked, and he would miss a field goal in this game, and he did, just like I thought he would. And yeah, go ahead, hit it.
At the end of one of your sports shows, they said they asked the Chicago State Troopers if they were going to walk Cody Parkey out of, like, the whatever it is,
out of the stadium
and walk him to his car, and the State Trooper said, hell no, he's on his own. So mad, they're like pulling him off the field. Yeah. He's gotta feel like shit. Like, they were booing him off the field.
That was bad, yo.
That was good for the Eagles, but bad.
It was great for the Eagles. I mean,
I thought the game was over. I thought it was
done. Oh my god. Yeah.
Young Slim's walking around the house with his eyes closed and his fingers crossed, like, please, 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 please.
I still can't believe
that
happened.
But once it came down to the field goal, I thought it was done. I thought they were done for. I thought game over.
It was the timeout.
Yeah.
It was the...
them calling the timeout at the right time.
And he kicked it. Now, he shouldn't have kicked it.
Yeah.
He kicked it and made it. And I'm like, oh, shit. Every time they do that, they miss it the next time.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen, like, 5 different times.
And not just that. Like, Cody Parkey's not the greatest kicker.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe they said he missed 7 field goals all season.
Yeah, 4 in one game or something like that.
He missed 4 in one game against the Lions.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. So I bet you he'll be looking for a new team next year.
Who's going to take him? I wouldn't take him. Would you?
No, but... if he's better than the kicker you currently have.
Imagine if you've seen Cody Parkey coming in to have an interview and shit, or put in an application at your job and shit. Man, get out of here.
Yeah, they're saying Nick Foles is like something special. They're saying he must be carrying around like a lucky 4-leaf clover in his pocket or something, because he managed to pull it off. Like, they got lucky. They got real lucky there. It was it.
Lucky?
That was a 10.
No. Hold up. I'm not going to call the luck card here. Now, listen. We were losing 14-10. I mean, not 15-10. And Nick Foles got it down the field and took the lead. He took the lead. And plus, they cheated us out of our 2-point conversion. Like, Nick Foles got us down the field and threw a touchdown on 4th down to Golden Tate. Come on.
Yeah, and then that one where they jumped the 2-point conversion, that should have been.
That was a 2-point conversion. He crossed the plane. Like,
yeah.
That was a score. Come on.
Yeah, they should have got that.
We deserved to win that game. We outplayed the Bears all game. We outplayed them. We were, yo.
It was, though. They were, Bears defense was pretty good, though. That was
very
good.
They were the number one defense, the number one scoring defense, as they say. The number one scoring defense, and they were better than I thought they were going to be.
You know,
Mitchell Trubisky was better than I thought he was going to be.
This film about the Eagles beat the number two seed. What was the Bears was number, what's the rest?
They were the number three seed.
Yeah, they already beat number two or something like that.
No. Or, that was their first playoff game. So,
but they were saying the Rams before. I forget, because they're like, they lost nine games or something like that, and then they beat the number three seed, and I forget what they were going on, but they're like, that's pretty good for someone who lost nine games in their season, in their regular season. Like,
we lost seven games. We lost seven games, which is fine. We beat the three seed, which I'm with. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy. I'm happy. Yo, pull up the
good.
Got the number and shit. You gonna make a call? I'm not gonna say it over the air and put my man's number out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get a call. I'm waiting for this guy.
We're gonna call an Eagles fan and see how he feels
Birds fan.
About the win today.
I mean, man, I still cannot believe that we did that.
So they got to play the Saints next week.
We played the Saints next week and blew us out 47-7 last time we played them.
Now, and then it goes to the Super Bowl or?
No, that would be
one more game.
That would be the NFC Championship game if we beat the Saints.
Okay. So
they blew us out 47-0 last time we played them.
Two more games to get to.
Hold on. Before you make that call. Let's go over. You made it?
Yeah, it's very cool.
I was going to say, let's talk about the other games, the Seahawks.
I got you.
No. All right. Yeah, anyway. You know, answering shit.
Football fan is not answering.
Aficionado. But the Colts won.
Yeah,
Colts
they killed
Houston.
It. Wasn't that the undefeated game? Like, what? Wasn't it like 21-0 or?
It was at one point. It was 21-0. It was 21-7. The Indianapolis Colts ended up defeating the Houston Texans. Colts were.
They like blew them out there.
2-6 seeds win this week. The Eagles were a 6 seed. And the Colts were a 6 seed, but the Colts were, they won 9 out of 10 games. They started out at 1-5 and then ended up being 10-6. They won, made the playoffs. They're the hottest team in the playoffs. I wouldn't be shocked if they beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
All the away teams won?
All the road teams won except for one.
Seattle.
And honestly, I had in my picks, let's see, you just picked anybody.
I did, because I didn't know who was, I didn't really know anything about the game, so I just picked random games.
You just picked anybody.
I think I got them all wrong.
No, you didn't. You got the Chargers and you got the Eagles.
Seattle lost.
And the Houston.
That's what I wanted Dallas to lose.
Tone took Indianapolis. Only game that pretty much everybody got wrong was the Seahawks game.
And everybody got the Eagles game right because
everybody took the Eagles.
Everybody
the Eagle
who
country.
Is Eagles fans, so they all picked the Seahawks because they wanted them to beat Dallas.
Everybody wants the Dallas to win, lose.
Yeah.
But Jeff got it right. Jeff's the only one that got it right. He got the Cowboys. He got them all right.
Really?
Yeah, but I hate the Cowboys. I hate the
Carl
Cowboys.
Does too. Carl's got the Cowboys.
Yep, Carl got him too. Only one he got wrong was Texans.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. That's cool. That's our picks. Jeff's in the lead. He's 4-0, and everybody else is 3-1.
Wow, he got all four games right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't have the guts to take the Cowboys. I didn't want to take them. I couldn't pick the Cowboys.
You can't. That's going against.
But I actually kind of had a feeling that the Cowboys were going to win that game. But I knew that the Chargers were a better team against Baltimore. I knew it. It was a joke the fact that they were the underdog.
I know.
And the Eagles, for the most part, I felt like the Eagles were a better team than the Bears.
You know, it's funny. They said something at the end of the game about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Because they're like, if Carson Wentz was healthy, he probably would have been able to win this game if it was the Carson Wentz last year before he got hurt. And then they're saying if he would have won this game, you know, at the end, Nick Foles came out and he was talking to everybody like, we did this, we did that, like talking as a team. But they're like, if Carson Wentz came out, he'd be like, I did this, I did that. Whereas Nick Foles includes the team.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
That's what they were saying on the TV.
On Eagles post game live?
Yeah, yeah. Really? So that's what they're saying. Like, maybe that's why it's a totally different team with Nick Foles than it is with Carson Wentz. Because they're like, this is not the team that was here at the beginning of the season.
They're showing the replay of it. Not the replay. They replayed the game right now, and I just watched that field goal. And if I was, man, I still can't believe you missed that field goal.
I know.
I still can't believe it.
Like, I really thought it was over. I was like, done for it.
I thought we were done.
I wasn't even watching it.
I thought we were done. And I feel like I got a one-up in Mario Brothers or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Like Gandalf coming back from the dead in Lord of the Rings. I felt like.
You got another life.
Yeah, like. I feel like Benjen Stark. Like. I'm missing and gone and dead, and then somehow I'm still alive.
What do you think they got to do to make it all the way?
The toughest game, the toughest defense they faced was going to be tonight. Now, it depends on what happens with the Cowboys. The Cowboys played well against the Eagles. They beat them twice, but they were dogfights in both games.
So the Cowboys playing who next week?
The Cowboys play the Rams. And the Eagles play the Saints, the number one seed. Now, I wish it was vice versa, because I would rather play the Saints, the Rams, but the Eagles owe the Saints.
And then it's going to be Colts and Kansas City, right?
The Colts, Kansas City, the Patriots versus the Chargers.
And then the Colts and the Patriots are both Saturday games?
Oh, I don't know when they said the times yet. It's out. Did it say yet?
Well, I know the Eagles are playing at 4:30 next Sunday.
Eagles are playing next Sunday again?
Yeah. The Cowboys are going to be playing Saturday because they said
again?
It.
Again?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. They said it when the game ended. Like, we'll see them next Saturday at, let's see.
Let's check the times. Check the times. Oh, just put NFL schedule, playoff schedule. See, I hope. I mean, today sucked. You know what I mean? Like, I hated waiting for the last game. It really sucked.
I know.
It really did. But God,
next Saturday, Dallas Cowboys next Saturday.
Dallas plays next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's
the Chargers play Sunday or
divisional playoff schedule. All right, so it's gonna be the Colts at Chiefs at 4:30 on Saturday. Cowboys at Rams at 8:15 on Saturday, Chargers at Patriots at 1:05 on Sunday, and then the Eagles and Saints at 4:40 on Sunday.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so the Chargers play the Patriots on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys play the Rams. Oh, man. I cannot. Wait, write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. Like, I just can't. I feel like there's something special going on right now.
So what if the Eagles already lost to the Saints? What do they got to do to win?
First of all, they need to do what they did on defense today. That Maddox needs to stop getting beat on the double moves. For one, they did so good against Tariq Cohen. They did so good against the receivers. They did so good of Trubisky running. They shut him down. I saw one play where. I believe it was 3rd and 6. And Nigel Branham was the spy. And the Eagles came with the pass rush. And they basically knew exactly what he was going to do. They took away the edge to his left. No, to his right, the way he was looking. And they knew that he was going to scramble out to his left. So the spy dipped into the middle like he was blitzing and then backed off and waited for Trubisky to run. And it just worked, and they tackled him. It was beautiful. Yeah. Jim Schwartz deserves a round of applause. We got an applause. Let's give Jim Schwartz a round of applause.
We do.
He definitely had a hell of a game. Great defensive game, man.
Yeah,
I mean, Maddox gave up some plays, but for the most part, the Eagles were one step ahead of the Bears on defense. Like, they played so well on defense. Now, the Eagles moved the ball well. Nick Foles didn't play bad. I wouldn't say he played bad.
I'd say he played scared.
In the first half, the first interception wasn't really his. Well, it was his fault because he should have threw to the outside. But as a man, Smallwood has to make that play. You cannot let another guy take the ball from your hands.
Yeah.
You can't, especially when it hits you in the gut. And then the second one, I believe he was throwing the ball away. But that was at least 6 points that we should have had on the board. You know, they bounced back when we needed it most. Nick Foles got it done. I guess the number one defense, the most opportunistic defense. Like, I just can't say anything. Like,
all you can say is wow.
He played so well. Like, I know it wasn't a big gaudy game, but he was so clutch. And it's just, that's just who Nick Foles is, man. I would keep him. I would keep him.
Yeah.
I would definitely. I would keep him.
I think they'd be crazy to get rid of him now.
I would keep him.
Like, who, what were you saying earlier about the one, was the team that they put their defensive ends in or something?
The Baltimore Ravens.
How they wanted.
What they did with not the Baltimore, but the San Diego Chargers did against
the Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. I've never seen it done like that much before. What they did was they basically took the linebackers off the field. They rushed with their front four. And brought in, instead of having linebackers out there, they put in DBs. So they had 7 DBs on the field. 7 DBs. And it worked. They did it for speed because linebackers aren't fast enough to catch Lamar Jackson. That's how they were getting their rocks off.
Right.
So instead of having linebackers that can't catch them, spy them, they had nickel corners and safeties out there playing. And it was just a genius move. And the coach for the San Diego Chargers deserves a round of applause.
Like you said, that was good coaching.
Yes, that was great. Not good coaching, great coaching. The Bears still have not won a playoff game since 2010. They gave it a great effort, but
yeah,
I mean, that's a tough way to lose.
It really is.
I mean, that's a
it
tough
really
way
is.
To lose. Your defense, you're all everything you could possibly do to get the Eagles off the field.
And you lose by a kicker.
And you set it up, and then you put it in the hands of your kicker, and
to lose
like that
in the last couple of seconds of the game by a missed field goal. Like,
that was god awful.
It wasn't even like a team
Cody Parkey
loss. It was a
kicker loss.
Yeah,
it was good. That's bad, man.
Yeah, they were booing him off the field. It was pretty bad. Like the look from the Bears. That's all I can like remember. His mouth was down to his knees. Like, oh my god. I can't believe that. Everyone thought the game was over. They were done for.
I thought the Eagles. I knew there was a chance they could miss it, but I just thought that Cody Parkey was going to miss one during the game, and he did. I didn't know it was going to be that one.
You know, the timeout is what got him.
He called the timeout. Doug Peterson called that timeout. I used to kicker, and we pulled it out, man. I mean, I don't care. Sometimes it takes luck to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Not everything. Last year, we went through the season without luck. We were just a better team.
There's just something.
It was just
Foles is just
luck.
That luck. There's just something about him, man. He's lucky.
Do we have that? Did I mention all the football games?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go over the schedule next week about who plays to see the games and see what times. And then we'll end it with that. And then we'll end it with the Fly Eagles Fly.
Yeah,
and
next week is the Cowboys.
To the time. Oh,
all right, so starting it will be the Indianapolis Colts versus the Kansas City Chiefs at 4:30 on Saturday. That's going to be Dallas Cowboys versus the L.A. Rams at 8:15 on Saturday. Then we got the New England Patriots versus the Chargers, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And then the Eagles versus the Saints, 4:40 on Sunday.
And that'll be
and
it,
we'll get some picks later on in the week of
some of our
fella
Eagles fans,
football fans.
I'm still like high
in
off
shock.
Of this fucking game, man. Like I almost can't believe it. Like
in shock, yeah.
Like, but let's go Eagles. I'll see you guys next time.